And you're listening to KCRW. I'm Larry Perel, and welcome back to This Week in Weed. Well, a number of consumers say they feel price pain when they pick up weed at dispensaries, but there is someone else that may be feeling a burden as well. Farmers. Supply and demand economics appears to be favoring consumers in California's cannabis market, and that's because an increasing number of growers have been producing more weed than stores know what to do with, and it's causing store owners to flatten prices to move product out the door. But is this bud flood actually putting farmers in jeopardy? Here with us to talk about why this weed glut is happening and what it means for consumers and the industry is Leafly.com senior editor David Downs. Hi, David.
Hi, Larry.
So this summer appears to be a lot different than last summer when it comes to pricing. What's changed?
Well, there's a lot of affordable tested cannabis flower to smoke at lower and lower prices, which is what legalization initially promised. And that's new and different than last year. Last year, we were in a cannabis drought that was brought on by both COVID demand and a lack of legal supplies. Over in your neck of the woods on the west side of LA, we are seeing dispensaries like the Higher Path with ounces at $140 and half ounces at $55. Seen similar price ranges at The Pottery and Herb and MedMen Venice, which gets pilloried for prices. And that's really competitive with the illicit market. And it's tested and it's coming in a childproof bag and you didn't break the law. You also contributed to your taxes in your community and tried to do the right thing. So, I mean, at the lower end, legal cannabis can now provide the number one value proposition of the illicit market, which was low prices. And that's on top of convenience, legality, testing, and safety. And since sales started in 2018, we've been waiting for this inflection point. And the question now is whether or not we are really here and things are going to continue to change.
Yeah, it may be sort of a sign that the industry is still kind of getting its footing, I guess. Why have these prices dropped?
Because we have 7,911 farm licenses for cannabis in California now. Experts think that that translates to roughly 1,700 acres of cannabis production that's actually operational. And at the same time, there might only be 1,000 acres worth of sales going on at legal stores. And so basic supply and demand still holds. And farmers had a really great 2020 outdoor harvest, of which they held onto a lot, and they're trying to unload it this year. What they're encountering is even more cannabis that got grew this spring and is coming into stores, and even more cannabis that's coming in from the harvest this year behind it. And so structurally, the farmers are saying we're seeing an oversupply problem in the illicit market, and that's going to continue to drive prices down.
I mean, is this something that growers could see coming, or was this kind of like a growth unchecked in terms of the amount of farmers that are out there?
I mean, I remember 10 years ago, RAND researchers saying, hey, we ran the numbers, and if you fully legalize cannabis, it can be one-tenth the price of cannabis at prohibition prices. And that's the case. You know, at the peak in the 90s, you could get $6,000 a pound for indoor OG Kush. Right now, farmers are reporting getting $600 a pound for that same strain OG Kush grown outdoors in some of those regions. The question was how fast and how soon would those price declines come for California, which was a function of regulation and implementation, but that already happened in Oregon in 2019. I went up there and bought an 1/8 ounce for $6. That's not 60 or 16, $6. And so, you know, we're in this period of industrialization and economies of scale that have happened to every other plant on the planet previous to cannabis. And with prohibition lifting, that change is coming. That's been basically 80 years in the making.
You mentioned outdoor versus indoor. I'm hearing a lot about something called light deprivation. Can you tell us a bit more about what that is and how that's affecting the market as well?
Sure. We're in August right now, and the full season outdoor cannabis plants, cannabis is an annual plant that gets planted in the spring and usually gets harvested in the fall. That stuff is still ripening in the fields according to the timeline of the sun and the length of the night. Well, farmers figured out that you could trick the plant into flowering early by creating longer nights by depriving the plant of light. That is throwing tarps over a greenhouse while the day is still going and making the plant think that it's actually the fall and the night's really long. And so light deprivation has revolutionized cannabis cultivation and will continue to do so. I think the future of cannabis grown in California will be grown in greenhouse year-round using these light deprivation techniques. And it's really only taken off over the last 5 or 10 years, and it's completely changed the game. I mean, light deprivation cannabis will be sub-indoor quality in terms of the THC and the terpenes, but the savings from using the sun, as well as hitting in different times of the season, just really changed the game for consumers. They're going to be able to have the best year-round and pay really low prices for it.
David Downs is the senior editor at Leafly.com. As always, David, Thanks again.
Thank you, Larry.